mention it, we...
We're glad to do it.
And if somebody broke something of yours, but it was something you didn't care about, you might make them feel better. Say, don't worry about it. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make any difference. Mm-hmm.
If somebody was talking about the old days, they might lean back and say, oh, something were the good old days.
The good old days.
Would they say those?
Those were the good old days.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They'll never let them fool you, because the outdoor Johnnies weren't fun.
You don't really think they were such good old days.
I like right now. Uh-huh. I like the convenience of right now. You know, I would not change mm-hmm. for the good old days. Mm-hmm. I like the convenience of central heat and air and...
And ice that comes out of the front of the refrigerator.
And I prefer now. There were some advantages.
Mm-hmm.
There were more advantages in raising children because their worlds were smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know so much and they didn't travel so much. Mm-hmm. But I prefer the present. We're more comfortable.
If the door was open and your mother had not wanted it that way, she might ask one of you to
close the door.
Close the door. That's the way she would find. Mm-hmm. She would say close rather than shut.
Uh-huh. Close the door. Mm-hmm.
That was. I wondered if a close might be not be a little bit more genteel than
Shut.
Shut. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That just occurred to me. If you were talking about. Well, like say your corn, and it seemed too short, you might say, well, now at this time of year, it
should be taller.
Now, somebody might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
Run? Is that what you're looking for?
If you were trying to use the word dare, you'd say, I bet you...
A double dog dare? A double dog dare?
Now, you might tell a child, now, you're not doing what you...
Are supposed to do.
Uh-huh. Are supposed to do. And, you said he got a spanking. I bet he did something he...
Deserved.
And...
Did.
If you were talking about, would you say he was doing something he ought not to do or hadn't ought to do? How would you say that?
He shouldn't have done.
If you had to use the word ought in it, you'd say he was doing something he
shouldn't have done.
Mama
wouldn't let her say should not.
She wouldn't let you say should not. It's just amazing. if you were talking about.
I'm telling the truth about the grammar.
Oh, I know it.
In the sixth grade on.
Mm-hmm. It's really great.
And I learned my grammar from mother and my sisters. It wasn't from school.
Mm-hmm. If you were given a choice about something, but really it didn't matter to you which one, you'd say, well, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any difference.
The last thing is, this is just, and we may play this back over for you to hear this. This has just to do with, this is just a simple pronunciation thing. Now, I want you to count from 1 to 14 fairly slowly. So.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, the number after 19 is?
20.
After 26?
27.
After 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
After 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
And then, what would this be? After 999,000, I guess.